One month after the zombie virus outbreak, Marcus, who was trapped in his house, suddenly heard thunder outside his window. Excited, he rushed to the window to collect rainwater, but when he opened the window, he found that it wasn't raining at all. Looking ahead, he saw that the building across the street was filled with zombies. Their footsteps sounded like thunder. The two of them saw this and immediately laid down on the ground, not daring to make a sound, afraid of attracting the zombies' attention. At that moment, Sarah reached for an axe to defend herself, but she accidentally knocked over a bookshelf nearby. The zombies were immediately drawn to the sound and slowly approached Sarah's room. Hearing the commotion outside, Sarah was terrified. However, Marcus urgently asked her for her door number. Just as the zombies were about to reach Sarah's door, a phone rang suddenly from the neighboring room. The sudden sound attracted the zombies' attention. Sarah collapsed in fear. They realized that staying here would become even more dangerous. After discussing it, they decided to go together. Sarah had noticed a floor without zombies earlier. Then they took all the food and tools they could use. After securing the rope, Sarah jumped down directly from the table in front of her. In less than 3 seconds, she landed safely. Marcus was stunned by Sarah's agile movements. At this point, they arrived at the floor they had previously observed to be free of zombies. They then tried to enter the rooms here. Just then a zombie appeared at the corner of the hallway. Frightened, Sarah hurriedly tried to open the door. Suddenly a door opened. Sarah was pulled inside by a hand reaching out from the door. Then a smoke bomb was thrown into the hallway. A mysterious person appeared and rescued Marcus as well. Although the two were saved by him, Sarah remained vigilant because she remembered observing that there was no one on this floor earlier. The mysterious person introduced himself as Daniel and poured them both a cup of water. Seeing that they were still unmoved, Daniel picked up his cup and drank it himself. The two dared to pick up their cups. After seeing this, Daniel then took out a can of luncheon meat and a can of corn. The two who hadn't eaten for a day were very hungry and ate right away. Then Daniel told them that he had just heard on the radio that the rescue team was on its way. This news excited the two of them greatly. At that moment, Sarah suddenly noticed that in the photo hanging on the wall, there was also a woman and a child, but from the moment they entered the room until now, they had not seen them appear. Just as Sarah was about to ask, Marcus suddenly fainted. Then she also felt her consciousness fading and collapsed as well.